Buddy, Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Fox movies, the X-Men ones, Dark Phoenix, and also New Mutants, which are going to be pushed back from their original releases. Originally, Dark Phoenix was going to be released like this October. That's now been pushed back to February, whereas New Mutants has been pushed back from, I think it's from February, all the way back to August 2019, which the movie was actually supposed to be out this month, wasn't it? All April? I think that's what they were originally. So it's been pushed back nearly 18 months. They've been doing some reshoots and trying to make it sound a little bit different. But I thought not only would we talk, I thought we'd just talk a little bit of why we think that's happening. And I'm going to start off with my initial thoughts. And I think this is a lot more to do with the merger with Fox and Disney. I personally feel like whatever Marvel movies were on in production or very early on in production have been halted or put on hold, and therefore instantly these two movies are, if they don't, they've got nothing else maybe for next year or the year after. So by pushing them back, they can stretch out a little bit, because if the purchase goes through by next year, you know, they want to get these movies made, but they also, the executives aren't going to want to spend a load of money on movies that are knowing are going to get canned. And I feel like this is a reshuffling of the paperwork, because they may be putting less movies into production for the next 2 years because of the merger.
I think that's definitely a factor. Them pushing these back, and also maybe even just flat out canceling them if the merger goes through, because we might see the X-Men end up getting merged into the MCU. But the New Mutants one in particular, however many month delay, more than a year delay, suggests there's far more at play than just trying to shuffle the board and keep Marvel. That suggests very significant problems were found with the movie. And what's interesting is that they normally would probably just be like, oh, well, put it out there, get whatever money we can get back from it, and then we'll just eat up the damage from it, but we'd rather get some money back. This suggests two things. One, either they really want to rework it, or not only are they getting it out of the way for the merger, but they don't want the X-Men brand damaged for the merger. And it might even come down to Marvel saying, hey, if you want this to go through properly, do not damage our X-Men franchise, even though we spent the last 10 years trying to damage our own X-Men franchise. But, you know, that's a different point entirely. Regardless of whatever the main reason is, though, this kind of delay says to me that this movie was awful. The trailer that we got really did not inspire confidence in this movie. And for them to go back and do these amount of changes to it, this could have been a really, really bad movie. So we might not ever even see it. It might just disappear off the radar, which I'm honestly okay with. But even if we do see it, no, not even, just it disappears, gone completely, never happened. But yeah, even if that doesn't happen, even if they do release it, I really hope that they are taking this time to make whatever adjustments are needed to it. I mean, this is coming hot on the heels of one of the Rogue One directors coming in and talking about their experiences with reshoots and how much they had to do for Rogue One, and apparently it really was the travesty that was rumored. This could be the same kind of situation. And if they can salvage it to the degree, or even part of the degree, that Rogue One was salvaged, which is honestly, I think at this point, my favorite of the Disney Star Wars, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading here on the report, it says one of the big reasons for the Dark Phoenix was because of reshoots, and they couldn't get everyone together properly until like August, September. Which I'm thinking, if you're releasing the movie in October, and the best you can get everyone in. So that's just a delay of scheduling. And it's a 6 month delay. It means it moves way out of the way of Venom. But apparently the New Mutants was not scary enough, and they want a movie to stand out tonally in the same way that Logan and Deadpool ring. They're hearing that they are nearly filming at least 50% of the movie is to be reshot and adding new characters. Yeah,
it sounds like a train wreck to me.
Yeah.
So, not scary enough. That's a problem.
Yeah, because that's not my kind of superhero movie. I don't like horror. I don't like thriller and all that kind of stuff. So for me, this movie, from the trailer, I was like, yeah, I don't like it. Personally, with all the problems they've been having with directors for Gambit and other ones, I can't, but I'm wondering whether or not they were actually getting to that point of, right, we can keep churning out these X-Men movies. And they've done some great ones. I mean, Logan and Deadpool were two great ones, but they were almost passion projects. The standardized X-Men Apocalypse, X-Men First Class, Days of Future, a lot of them, they've just been losing steam over, the X. And I personally feel like this is more about the fact of the merger going through them being in talk. Because I don't necessarily think Marvel will be like this to Fox, right, pulled them, but they might be along the lines of, right, we've got a lot, we haven't got as many movies coming out next year. We need to just stretch out what we've got, because at the end of this, it's to, I look at it like if you're buying a house, right? You've just brought a house, or you've just sold your house. You're not going to look at your shed and go, you know what? I need to replace that shed, or I need to go out there and, oh, the garden needs completely redoing. But I've already found a buyer. But the buyer might come in and just tarmac over the lot and turn it into a parking spot. The seller will probably be, most of the time, the seller's like, I'm not going through the effort because it's just going to be tarmacked. And it's, I can't help but wonder if these X-Men movies are feeling a little bit like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. The X-Men property is such a roller coaster, I guess we're gonna go with. So, either way, but this has still. I'm not particularly interested in either of these movies now,
No.
as a large result of this, and just like, just it further muddies the water. It further kind of dilutes the X brand. And yeah, there was Deadpool and Logan, like you mentioned, but they were very much exceptions rather than the rule when it came to X-Men. So.
Yeah, personally, I mean, I would be like, scrap these movies or put them back, put X-Men back to winter 2019, move Deadpool back to November, get it away for, because it just feels, that feels like that's going out in a very bad place this year with Solo, Infinity War, and also Ant-Man versus the Wasp. It's a very packed schedule. We've got the Incredibles, the proper superhero movie. There's a lot of superhero noise going on around, sort of, basically in an 8 week period. And I don't, Deadpool's already being, people aren't quite falling for that same thing the way it did last time. I'm sure it's going to do very well, but I think it would do well further away from that summer slot.
Yeah, and well, but here's the other problem. As busy as this year is, next year's going to be just as busy, and the year after that is just going to be busy unless DC and Marvel start cutting movies from their lineup or spreading them out more. If you look at the roadmaps for both of those companies and then add on Spider-Man on top of that, it's going to be packed for a very long time. So if they're moving these out of the way so that they don't get lost in the super,
Yeah.
that's really not going to do anything.
No. And having just sat through Justice League for the first time tonight, let's just say I can be quite happy now to the fact of just skipping DC movies. As much as I would never thought I would have said that, because I used to love the Batman and the Superman movies, watching The Flash and all the rest of it. But man, that movie was bad. It was like watching a PlayStation 3 intro to like Injustice or something.
Well, here's what's really funny is their live action wide release movies are, with the exception of Wonder Woman, quite awful. Their animated direct to DVD movies, minus The Killing Joke from either last year or the year before, have actually been really good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing there that they're not doing in the live action movies, but they need to maybe like swap those teams around a little bit.
But anyway, we'd love to know, guys, what you guys think of Fox sort of delaying a couple of the X-Men themed movies. Love to know your thoughts on it and why you think it's happening. We'd love to know your thoughts. I mean, find me over at thiskingdom.com. You can like, subscribe, follow on whichever platform you are watching or listening to. James, where can they find you?
Find me heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.